Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Warning! Contains strong language and adult themes throughout.
I'm Kristal Rasmussen.
And I'm Candy Warhol.
And you're listening to
Dragon Ants, the podcast.
Welcome to this week's show. But before we kick off with our hot topic for the week, Candy, what have you been doing?
I've had such a good weekend, Kristal. As you know, as everybody knows, I was finally unmasked on The Masked Singer this weekend. I can now say it was me. I was the singing salamander. And it's just been a wild ride, to be honest. I know you were there guessing every week. Everybody was guessing, you know, oh, it's Liza, you know, it's Patti LaBelle. But, you know, we just have those same, you know,
tones, overtones.
Those are raspy but frantic kind of like tones and stuff. But I was the runner up.
Am I wrong in thinking there was also a romance there too for you?
There was a romance.
Public with.
Well, I guess I am now, girl. Myself and one of the winners, obviously Kids Bop, which again, you know, nobody saw coming, you know. So I started a little romance with little Matthew, and it's going well. Yeah, so it's just a wild few weeks. Huge success for me all around, which I know was hard for you. But were you able to look past that? Did you get up to anything this weekend?
As you know, it's been my favorite week of the year, which is actually British Sandwich Week. Mm. And you know, I have been all over the place, all around the country. I have been, you know, with my sandwich sister, Tulisa Constapoulos. And we've been at sandwich eating contests, sandwich judging contests. You know, we did a bit for Greg's sandwiches. You know, they're launching a new Kristal times Tulisa. It's kind of got this white powder in the middle. It's really good. We've been really trying to perfect this sandwich for British Sandwich Week. And we're happy to say that, you know, I think after today, after the show, I'm going to do a few tests. I think we're going to have done it. So, you know, it has been, frankly, Candy, a successful week for me. I'm so excited to come here and get on with the show and just, you know, bask in our joint glory. You know, some might say yours has been, you know, a slightly less thoughtful week than mine, but, you know, each to their own, I say. So let's get on with the show, girl, without further ado.
What are we talking about today, Kristal?
Today we are talking about my favorite topic. Well, my second favorite topic after, you know, how to organize a spice rack. You know, today we are talking dating. Before we dive, you know, right in, I think it's time for our favorite section of the week, which is Candy and Kristal's concern of the week.
Listen up, you're about to learn Candy and Kristal's concerns.
I am going through it, girl. Okay. You know, I never thought I would say it again, but, you know, I'm in love. I recently found, you know, the man of my dreams. David Guest. It's now or never for me. And I'm, you know, I'm not letting go. You know, we've been dating for like 8 days and I was going to ask him to marry me. I know it's crazy, but, you know, I think he'll go for it. Like, how do you think I should do it? Like, how do you propose to David Guest?
Kristal, I don't want to have to be the person that tells you this, but David's dead. David's dead.
David's dead.
David's dead.
You're kidding me. David's dead? David's dead? David!
I think I'm lost for words. I can only think of one thing. Ophelia is a trained medium. Maybe we can break up with David now. I mean, I just don't want to see you suffer anymore.
Yeah.
Are you up for this? I know.
I'm up for anything when it comes to me and David. So let's try it.
Okay, take my hand. Ophelia, don't touch our hands, but just sit there. David, if you're there, give us a sign. I want you to rub your toupee on Crystal's face.
Oh, it's so soft.
Okay, David's in the room, Crystal. Okay, David. David, I'm with Crystal. And she has something to say.
David. Is it true, David? Are you gone?
He's gone. He's moved on, Crystal. He's left. He's left you. I'm so sorry. He's gone.
Wow. This has been a colossal blow to both my heart and my ego. And I think the best course of action here is to just move on with the show.
You can leave the room now, Ophelia. Please. Don't make things worse.
It smells like onion today. What is that?
I thought that was you.
So it is my distinct pleasure to welcome our next guest. He is what many might call the face of the 21st century polymath. He is an entertainment news presenter for BET. He is an incredible stylist and uber fashionable. And he is an art director. And of course, he is my personal life coach. Please give a warm hand to Darkwa-Chie Darkwa. Hey.
Hi. How are you?
We're good.
Thank you.
Yeah, listen, she's beauty and she's grace today. Are you glowing? Is there something you need to tell us? Or is that a product?
I mean, listen, I got up at like 5 and I was like, what am I going to wear for this?
I'm stunning.
You're also wearing now just kind of like an open dressing gown.
It's a silk robe and a full face. And exactly. It's not even 2 p.m. yet.
Yeah. And you I imagine I do this too, like you put on like 100 layers and you're like, I'll take one thing off, and then you take the whole thing off and it's like, well, for me, I'm like, I'm in a black t-shirt and shorts, very bad.
I mean,
I'm in a gown.
Yeah, I'm wearing a navy velvet thong and a silk robe.
Stunning. Okay,
that is chic. That is
very, chic. Very Rose and Titanic.
Oh, thank you.
Well, when I spoke to you last week, you were wearing a thong. Do you only wear thongs?
I pretty much only wear thongs daily now.
Great. Why not?
Why not? And a velvet thong, I love, sort of like all round sensual experience, Taste. Okay, so Darko, I know you have a bit of a dilemma for us.
So I'm very direct when it comes to communicating with people. But I find that they're not always the same with me. So how do I get people that I want to date to communicate more directly with me?
For me, for example, I like roundabout questioning when it comes to like foreplay and like getting into sex or like, I like that. What is it that you don't like? And,
I think the thing that I don't like is, I don't know. I think it's maybe because I feel like I don't know how to read people, mm-hmm. like their body language all the time. Mm-hmm. So, like all of these like little like nuances in communication, I don't really catch, mm-hmm. which is why I appreciate the directness.
Sure. Mm. So this isn't just like a text or a social media thing. This is an in-person thing too when you're with a girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I guess it's like we'll get back to the directness in communication soon. But I guess it's that interesting thing when often you're like somebody who, maybe I'm just assuming, but similar in a way to myself, like often you're portrayed as like, the strong one, the decision maker or whatever. And actually sometimes, especially in romantic settings, it would be quite nice to like almost be taken care of for a second and almost mm-hmm. like, someone think about your needs before you have to think about theirs. Like not all the time, but maybe like 1 out of 10 times that would
be. Yes, exactly. That's exactly it. Because it just feels like no one's taking you into consideration at all.
That's how I feel most days with Crystal. So you've pretty much just given you the advice I would want you to take.
I mean, I guess, you know, what's interesting to me is sort of like, you know, I think we should go back to this idea of like, why you really appreciate directness. What is it? Is it because you, have you always been like that, Darkwa? I love it. It's like I'm accusing you of something. I'm really not. I actually am thinking in the back of my mind this whole time, like, I need to like be more Darkwa. I need to like, demand more respect with my time. I do. I really, I do. But go on.
I think it's actually because growing up, so like I obviously, I'm Ghanaian by origin, moved around a lot, but like I'm Ghanaian. And so very West African upbringing. Mm-hmm. And growing up in that environment, being the oldest and a boy, you're supposed to anticipate the needs of everyone straight away.
Okay.
Like, your dad gets up and it's like, okay, cool. Like breakfast has got to be made. Like on a Saturday morning, breakfast has got to be made by this time. And you're like kind of like anticipating all that stuff all the time. So I think I kind of grew up guessing what people would need before they needed it. And it kind of shows, actually, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking to myself, like, whenever someone's looking for something, if they're in my house, I like will anticipate what it is they might be looking for. So I always have like two lighters like sitting on the coffee table, or, you know, pens in like a pot on a desk somewhere that I can be like, okay, that's where the pen is. Need scissors to crop a top before we go out. They're in the drawer. That kind of
thing. The gaze, I love it.
So I think because of that, it's made me kind of anxious. So if I have to try and guess what someone's thinking or needing, I am on edge as opposed to relaxed.
Also, like Darkwa and Candy, something I know about both of you and is that, like, you know, you're incredibly, you're, you know, booked and blessed and hard, really hard fucking working people. Right. And maybe the fact is a lot of people, this is going to sound so brutal, and I'm not saying work is always the best thing in the world. You know, capitalism does suck. But like, you know, maybe it's because we're dating these waste men who don't even have a Google Calendar. Do you know what I mean? Maybe they're like,
you know, I fucking like, love that. Yes.
You know, maybe they're just needs. Maybe it's about who we're picking. Maybe we're picking, you know, the beanbag men of the world, and not, we're not picking the movers and shakers. I'm kidding, but like
that calls to question our taste. And I would like to believe that we have good taste.
Well, I have good taste in a lot of things, but my dating history is something, my dating and sexual history is something really that calls all of my taste into question, I'd say.
Fair.
But you know that, you know, it is what it is, I think. I mean, a lot of my queer friends, you know, their dating histories are often a reflection of kind of like, you know, initially at least, like the insecurity you feel in dating as a queer person, you know, because you've kind of been told by society and like a lot of people by family and things like that, that you're kind of never going to be loved. So you're like, I'll take anything. For me, at least, I was like, you know, I'll, you know, I'm not going to go into it, but yeah, I'll take.
Jack, what I found interesting earlier, you were talking about when you were growing up in this kind of culture of, you know, the men always having to. Did you find when you moved to the UK, did you find British culture a shock then? Because I certainly did, coming from Ireland, moving to London, I noticed a complete shift in that, the culture of like, of their directiveness. Did that clash with yours?
Yeah. Oh my God. There's actually one very specific incident that I remember. It was me on my first day at secondary school. I went to secondary school in Maida Vale.
Scream.
And sorry?
You made a veil.
No,
in Maida Vale. It's a place in Maida Vale, you idiot. It's a place in London. It's a place in London.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you just went to school in a veil, and I was like, work.
Oh, look, yes.
I went to school and I made a veil. Yeah, love.
Yeah, I was like, work, queen.
But yeah, no, it was my first day at secondary school, and I walked up to this guy, and I was like, hi, I'm Kwaku, because Kwaku is my first name, but I don't use that.
Okay.
It's not the brand, but so I was like, hi, I'm Kwaku, and held out my hand to shake his hand, and he looked at me and then kissed his teeth and turned around and walked away.
Bro,
like, what? Like, people are just like that. Like, no one would ever, the way I was brought up, like, and the way that I was taught to socialize with people, that was like completely different. And then when people didn't like you, it wasn't like a simple like, okay, like we're not gonna hang out. Like there was all of this frenemy stuff. Like, we don't have time for it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you start talking to someone, you're getting to know them, right? So you're just like listening to their story about like, you know, whatever it is that they're talking about at the time. This sounds like I'm like, everyone's, I do listen. I do pay attention.
I'd be like,
but like, you know, they'll tell you about themselves, whatever, like that's fine. But it's actually about like in communicating things. Hey, Friday, not gonna work for me because of this, that, and the other. That doesn't happen. What happens is, oh, I'm not sure because of this and so on and so forth, which is basically just keeping me like an option.
Yeah.
Or at least I feel that way. And that's just not what I'm down with.
Well, I think, you know, we spend a lot of time in the modern dating world talking around the fact that like, you know, oh no, that text does not mean that. And that, you know what I mean? And actually some, I don't know, maybe it's hard to tell because I've definitely been in situations where I'll get a text. It's like, I can't do this day and I'm kind of free, and that really cryptic thing. And then you're like, right, well, I'm going crazy. He doesn't like me. Obviously I've done something wrong. And then turns out it's all fine. And it just turns out that that's the way he communicates. Then I've also been on dates and in text situations when someone's non-committal. And it means that they're not into you. And so how do you, right? Like, it's, does that make sense? Like, I guess directness helps. I don't know. God, dating is a mind boggling thing to me because I've never got it right. Genuinely. Yeah. Except with my first three husbands, but they're, you know, all dead now. So
I think like Christelle said, I think it's great to have your red tape up and to be open about what you like and what you dislike, but maybe it's just the language, you know, maybe not on a first date coming out with it in a really, you know, to use a better word, direct. Yeah. Abrasive word. There's a way of kind of maybe more naturally saying it.
This has been super, it's been super, super interesting. And I think the biggest takeaway from it, for me at least, and I'd love to hear both of yours, is that actually I think going into dates and dating, it is super important to have your red lines up, whatever they are, even if they're small or really big. I think first of all, it allows you to, you know, kind of weed out the people who are going to waste your time in your case, Darkwa. And also it allows you to kind of add a layer of protection, which God knows after dating on this scene for a long time, you do need that a little bit. You need those protective mechanisms a little bit to like not get in so far with someone who's going to not ever give you what you need. And I think if you know, so actually, you know, usually our job here is to solve problems, but I do think actually, Darkwa, you're like justified, and it's right. This directness, I think if it works for you, I think it's something you should keep on keeping on with. Candy, what do you think?
Yeah, usually at the end of the show, Darkwa, we're usually like, so what have you learned today? But for me today is pretty much just reassurance that I'm not crazy for like feeling the way that I feel. And I think it's totally healthy and okay to be direct and kind of speak up for yourself. And I actually, more than anything, really hope that if there is roundabout guys listening to this, that they've realized that they are absolute wreckheads. And maybe they have learned something today. What about you, Darkwa?
Ultimately, what I've taken away from this is that I am the solution to most of my problems.
Right.
Sure. and most of the world's problems. No, I definitely have learned that I should keep on keeping on and not be mad about, you know, having come across an indirect Dougie or two, you know, just keep on keeping on, because I will find someone who does appreciate me, because you appreciate me, don't you, Candy? Yes,
I do, my love. Listen, I think this is the start of something between us. Sorry, Cristal, I'm leaving you.
It's fine. I've just got my first gig at Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall's canteen.
Yeah. I know. I'm glad to be in the building. Seriously. Darkwa, it has been a pleasure and a privilege. And I think personally, I think you might have solved some of my problems, which is not what we promised you. But I think I'm going to put some of those red lines into place. So thank you very much for coming on our beautiful show. You're so beautiful. It is a pleasure.
Thanks so much for coming in.
For having me.
I'll see you at dinner, Darkwa.
I'll see you at dinner, darling.
All right. Love you guys. Thank you so much. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Okay, so I think it is time for our third favorite segment of the podcast, and that is our listener dilemma of the day. And here we go. Dear Candy and Cristal, I went on a second date last week, and when I suggested splitting the bill, she threw her side order of hummus at me. Not only was it very embarrassing, but it ruined the shirt I bought that day at TK Maxx. I love dating, but it's so expensive. What is the correct etiquette when it comes to splitting the bill? Asks Bradley from Bristol. And let's just have a look at his photo. That is Bradley from S Club 7.
Well, you know, when it comes to splitting the bill, Candy, I don't know about you, but I've never split a bill in my life. You know, I'm all for feminism, of course, but what I'm more for is being paid for, you know, and I am a hardworking girl. Yes, of course. But, you know, when there is a gender pay gap, which there definitely is, I think the man should pay. I don't think it's anti-feminist at all to say, let's split the bill. It's like, actually, you're just paying for the time you get overpaid that is the same amount of time that I get paid, right? Does that make sense? So it's quite like, you split the bill. Now, in a homosexual, you know, this is heterosexual relationships, and frankly, that's all I've ever had. But Candy, I know you're a homosexual. So what is it like in the homosexual world?
Well, I think it's all about standards, isn't it? You know, you want to be with somebody who can afford to take you out for dinner and pay for everything, which is how it should be. And I think standards are a huge issue with Bradley. I mean, he mentioned shopping at TK Maxx. So, I mean, low standards, low dates, you know, is what I say. And
I'm going to have to disagree with you on TK Maxx, because if you go in at the right time, you can get some pretty good stuff. You know, I got a really good peppermint foot scrub from there a few weeks ago. And, you know, the skin on my foot has just sort of mummified and then cracked off. And now I've got the skin of a little baby, and literally my foot has shrunk in size to the size of a little baby. So, you know, I'm not going to diss on TK Maxx, especially because, you know, they're a sponsor of the podcast as well. Sure. But I think, frankly, the fact that the conversation is so boring as who is going to split the bill when it comes to, like, you know, dating and gender and feminism today, I'm pretty like, aren't there bigger issues, you know, like trans healthcare and things like that? It's like, girl, just split the bill. Don't split the bill. Whatever. I don't care, Bradley. I don't give a shit about your date. You know, get that TK Maxx shirt off. Slide into my DMs with a nude, you know, and fucking, you know, pay the bill or get out. I like what, you know, Candy, I know you like to steal food from restaurants.
I do. I do.
Different situation. You know, you like, that's your kink, isn't it?
Yeah. I think seeing Aladdin at a young age and seeing him steal that bread, just, you know, for his little monkey, just really got me off. And it's something that I try to do on a daily basis, you know?
Well, you know, that is why your street name is Street Rat, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. Well, Bradley, I hope that solved your problem. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
So, another interesting week, Cristal, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, my head's been a bit all over the place, but that's because of what I'm doing tomorrow.
And how is your head?
You know, my head is It's mediocre, actually, Candy.
Oh, I've heard that. I've heard that about you.
And that actually relates to what I'm going tomorrow. I'm going to blowjob school tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, it's being taught by a roster of important people. You know, Anne Whittacombe, I know, is taking a seminar because she's known for her blowjobbing. There's a lot of people there. You know, there's a lot of different seminars you can take. You know, you can take the blowjob from the knees, you know, you can take a deep throat class, you can take, you know, just the tongue on the head of the penis class, you know, and I'm really looking to take a real range of courses. I want to be an all-rounder. So, I'm excited to have my head checked tomorrow. So that's what I'm doing. What are you doing, Candy? What are you doing?
I mean, frankly, I wish I could be here for you this weekend, but I'm dashing off. I'm dashing off right after this. I think you can hear the chopper just landed, actually, just above the studio. As we spoke earlier, my new EP, there's I Found the Me and Me, has been released, and I'm going on a mini tour. So we're dashing across the Midlands, and then we're flying over to the Isle of Man on Sunday for the big farewell finale. And I'm excited. You know, I have Kids Bop with me, who are, I'd say, you know, going to be absolute party animals, but we also have the Lohans for the show, and of course our sponsor, Chicken Man.
Is the Chicken Man guarantee, isn't it?
Well, each chicken as good as the last one. That is the Chicken Man guarantee. So we're actually going to be flying to the Isle of Man on a inflatable chicken, which I think is going to be a stunning sight to see. Myself, Kids Bop, the Lohans. Yeah, it's gonna be a hell of a weekend, I think, you know.
I'm so proud of you, and I think your weekend's gonna be great. So yeah, let's I'll catch you next weekend and have a good time in the Isle of Man.
Thank you so much. And once again, I found the Me and Me available now. And on that note, we will see you next week. Thank you. Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.